This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is sad. More than half of Americans who have lost their jobs to the pandemic say they can't last a month on their savings. In fact, 26% said they couldn't last 2 weeks. 42% of us said we couldn't come up with $500 cash without getting a loan or selling something. Come on, things got to get better. Many big retailers, including Walmart, now saying they'll be closed for Thanksgiving. Number one, they don't want big crowds during the pandemic. And they say their employees have worked so hard this year, they deserve a day off. I'll bet this will really affect Black Friday, huh? Halloween candy sales are slumping as fewer Americans figure they'll hand out treats next month. Even the candy makers are moving on, with the CEO of Hershey's saying this company has moved on from Halloween bags to what they call the treat for me and the candy bowl occasion market. All right, turn the tables. How about some good news? Tristan Keller is an accomplished athlete at Mason High School in Texas. She plays basketball and is on the track team. And she recently made history by getting into the starting lineup on the school's high school football team. Tristan got the start as cornerback and made the most of her time on the field, making two tackles, including one on the first play. No word whether she'll continue to start for the team, but she'll definitely continue to play a big role. And with the scholarship she just got from Abilene Christian University in Texas, she'll certainly be continuing her athletic career as well. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you're going on a first date, job interview, or anywhere you want to make a good impression, you might want to stay away from one color. Mustard yellow. Yeah, hold the mustard. According to a new poll, wearing that color can instantly make you less attractive. 39% of men, 31% of women said yellow was the most unattractive color. Now, we don't typically think of Pepsi as something to drink when you want to fall asleep, but the company is about to add a new water beverage to their lineup, specifically designed to be sipped before bed. It's called Driftwell, which launches in December, containing ingredients that help you relax and de-stress before falling asleep. Only comes in one flavor right now, blackberry lavender. It's sold in mini cans. They say it's the perfect size for hydrating before bedtime without requiring another trip to the bathroom. Yeah. Police are looking into $230,000 of beef that was lifted from a meatpacking plant in Alberta, Canada, and hauled away in a truck operating under a fake name. Less than a week ago, the truck operating under the same fraudulent name was linked to the theft of 7 hot tubs taken from a manufacturing site. Police are asking for anyone with information on the heist to get a hold of them. Beef. Hot tubs. Odd combination. Did you know, or do you care, online chess is now a very big thing? Yes, chess. Tens of thousands of chess fans are streaming live matches on Twitch, where gamers usually broadcast Call of Duty instead. And since the start of the pandemic in March, people have watched more than 41 million hours of live chess on Twitch alone. It's chess, people. Chess. Well, seems like most everything has gone virtual these days, online during the pandemic, including the South Haven Jazz Festival happening this Friday and Saturday online at southhavenjazzfestival.com. You can watch a variety of artists on your phone, pad, computer, smart TV, and while we all miss being together live, this is the next best thing, virtual jazz. SouthHavenJazzFestival.com if you'd like to know more. Knucklehead news out of the UK, where bus riders in Manchester were shocked when a passenger boarded a bus wearing a large snake over his face as a mask. He then took his seat amid the dumbfounded stares from other riders and allowed the reptile to slither over the handrail. No one questioned the man, and some said they found it entertaining. The local authorities were not amused. A spokesperson for the Transportation Authority said government guidance clearly states that it needn't be a surgical mask and that passengers can make their own or wear something suitable like a scarf or bandana. While there's a small degree of interpretation that can be applied to this, we do not believe it extends to the use of snakeskin, especially when it's still attached to the snake. Oh, heck no. You know, wearing a snake around your neck is likely to keep people way more than 6 feet away, though. The Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul at WCSY.com is my email if you'd like to reach out with buzzable material, or you can just copy and paste a link on our social media. Podcasts are at WCSY.com, including today's Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.